There you go. So just click on it, I'm guessing.
Yeah. There you
Oh,
go.
it's working. Okay. Perfect. During class, my name is Christian Garcia. My family is somewhere. Okay. You saw my little boy over here. His name is Grayson. He's 3. He just turned 3. My baby, her name is Amaya. She just turned 1. And then my wife is Reagan. I will not say how old she is. I am learning. I'm learning fast. We are missionaries in Querétaro, Mexico. It is way easier to say it than it sounds. We were practicing over there in the back. It's Querétaro. It's okay. You don't have to say it, but if you say it, congratulations. You're really fast at learning Spanish. It is a city that is about 3 hours north of Mexico City. But if there's traffic, it can be up to 7 hours. So it depends. We've learned that if you leave at like 4:30 in the morning or 5, you will miss all the traffic. So just if you ever travel between those two states, that's what you should do. So, I mean, you guys have been a part of our mission this whole time. Okay? So the presentation I have is for everyone to see what you've been involved in. I know that maybe not everyone was here in Bible class or has talked to me and my family or things like that. But if you are part of this congregation, this is your work too. Okay? So I want you to see it because this is what we do. It will only be this last year because it's been very different from the past few years. About a year ago, this is what happened. My daughter Amaya showed up. She was in the NICU for a few days. She had a problem in her lungs. They were not, a third of them was full of like an infection and they were not working well. So my job during labor was to hold the oxygen thing for Amaya. We did not hear her cry for about a month, and then she didn't stop. But she doesn't cry, she screams. So that's Amaya. That's when Grayson met Amaya. He loves his little sister. They hug every single day. Sometimes one of them gets annoyed, but the other one still hugs the other, the sibling. I have here, it says the family. I don't know why it changed, but it's blocking like my friend's face in there. I put the family, but this is the church. This is the people that are regular in our church, in our congregation, okay? The one on the left, his name is Roberto. In the middle, you have Irene, Pedro, and Andy, the little baby girl. And then the ones on the right are Ana and Omar. Roberto, if you were here for the class, something I shared is that a lot of the members we have were Christians, but they didn't have a place to meet. They haven't had a congregation to be a part of for like a long time. Roberto is one of them. We have a small group at his house on Wednesday nights. He used to be part of the congregation in Mexico City, but he has a house in Querétaro. So that's, he goes back and forward. Then in the middle, Pedro and Irene. Irene used to be in Casa de la Esperanza, the children's home. She grew up there. And met Pedro. Pedro, his family is from the church in Mexico City, and they just met and got married. They have Andy now, but they moved to Querétaro, so they are part of the congregation there. And then Ana and Omar are some of our newest members. They are dating, and they are both professionals and super curious about everything. If you can think of a question about something, they will either have an answer or more questions. Then over here we have Patty and her son on the left. Then in the middle we have Alex. And then the picture on the right is our regular Sunday morning. We are not super organized because we don't have a building. We actually rent the upstairs part of a board game place. I mean, a lot of people already heard this, but seeing this is how you can see what it looks like, everything I shared earlier. And we have a mess when we're like doing a regular service. All the kids are on the floor like playing. That's my daughter Amaya, and we just bring toys, and even though we're singing and having the Lord's Supper and the sermon and everything, is chaos in the middle. At least one or two parents are like on the floor playing with the kids and trying to be like, shh, we're about to pray. But I mean, they're kids, it doesn't really work all the time. Alex in the middle is one of those Christians that have been in Querétaro for a long time without a church community. He's been there about 12 years, and we have been there about 3 years. So that whole time that we were not there, he was alone. He didn't have a community or anything. And this was when I was visiting him at the hospital. He had a really bad accident coming from Mexico City to Querétaro. That one is the most dangerous highway in Mexico, not because of the curves or anything. It's actually pretty straight, but it has a lot of semis. All the transportation stuff goes through, like that goes north to south or south to north, goes through there. So there's a lot of accidents because of semis. And he had an accident trying to get to church in Querétaro on a Sunday morning because he was in charge of the Lord's Supper. As you can see, he did not make it to Sunday morning, but we were visiting him constantly. This picture right here, these two pictures are our team. These are the most recent and latest pictures we took. On the left, we have our team. It's my family, then Paul and Claire's family with their daughters, and then Eric and Eva Bishop. They are other team members. But on the left, Eva's still pregnant. And on the right picture, there's the new member of the team, Isaac. He is now a month old, or almost two, actually. This is our, let's see, that's our Sunday morning. As you can see, like we meet in a circle. And during the service, people can interrupt at any time, pretty much. If they have questions, we're more than willing to go through them. And we believe that everyone gets to know what they want to know about God. So if they have questions, and that's more important than our lesson, that's great. That's great for everyone to get to study what they need to study. And then on the right, that's actually us having Lord's Supper with the kids and everything. You can see like I'm trying to go around my kid over there. Thank you. Yeah, so that's me trying to go around the kids and stuff, but that's how we did the Lord's Supper. Just it's just community the whole time. We love it. That's the woman's ministry. I was sharing earlier that a lot of people that we get to meet, they don't want to be a part of like Bible class or church service or small groups, but they do want to be a part of the community. So the interesting thing is on this picture in the bottom, that's actually a Bible study, the woman's Bible study on a Sunday morning. And this is just the girls getting together. There's a lot more girls just showing up to hang out and do some crafts and have coffee than at the Bible study. But if you were a part of class, I shared that most of our ministries have to do with relationship first, service projects, and then they are part of the community and they feel like they belong. This girl right here in the corner and in this corner right here was the one that still not a part of the church but part of the community. She is super against religion, very, very against, but she wants to be a part of it and she is curious and she wants people to be honest and answer her questions. So she just shows up to everything. To the point that now she's a regular on Sunday mornings with her family as well. But it all started because of English classes. And because she was curious, and we took the time to actually talk to her and answer her questions. And it was a great transition from making fun of Christians, making fun of religion, hating almost religion and institutions, to actually being part of the family. Her name is Ale. This is the men's ministry. We get together every 2 Sundays, every other Sunday before church. But this is us going camping. I mean, we rented a cabin, so it was not really like camping. But we had a great time grilling and everything. It was amazing. Our most successful ministry is the English classes. Everyone's interested in learning English. I want to say the joke I said earlier, but I don't know if people will laugh again. But people don't want to learn English from me because I'm Mexican. They want to learn English from the Americans. So there's my wife teaching English and our teammate, Eric. This is one of the most interesting pictures. It looks crowded, right? All those pictures look crowded, except for the one on the top left doesn't look as crowded. That's actually Father's Day on a Sunday morning. Not a lot of, people. But all the other ones are birthday parties and baby showers. People show up to community stuff. I was able to work at a school as well. This is pretty blurry. I was able to work at a school and then that transitioned into creating a youth group. Over here, these were my students. This is the day I stopped teaching. But after that, we decided that if you're part of a community, you continue to be part of their lives. No matter if there's a separation or something like that, you just continue to be a part of their lives somehow. So we showed up at my students' concert in the mall, at my students' parkour competition. Then we started this small group over here to transition into public college in Mexico. But we also get to hang out and just have a good time. These kids need relationships, strong relationships that can help them through the tough times when they can't actually talk to their parents or call their parents, I've been very committed to that stuff. I think all of us need that transition in life, right? Where we start growing up and becoming adults and we need some help, but sometimes our parents are not the ones we want to call. But mission work doesn't happen just during ministries. It happens everywhere. And I will show you in the next few pictures something that people don't think about the life of missionaries. We do normal stuff. We just live life. That's part of the job. Missionaries, every aspect of their life, and not just missionaries, every Christian should look like Christ, right? So we try to do that. We try to do that in our daily stuff, but that also is fun. It's not just work. All day is work for us. It should be for every Christian, right? So that's us just playing in the rain, going to the gym with the kids, going to the park. We do normal stuff. We go to the mall to walk around. We go get haircuts. We go to the doctor. We go grocery shopping with small cars for little kids. Grayson loves that. We go explore the city too. I mean, we like to look at our city. We sometimes, if we don't know what to do, we buy water bottles and pan dulce bread, and we go give it away at a hospital or something like that. Just with our kids, because our daily stuff, our daily life should reflect ministry, should be ministry all the time. That's what we believe, We're not in Bible studies all day, every day. So if I'm not at a Bible study, what would my life as a Christian look like? If I'm not teaching English with the Bible, what would it look like? If I'm not on a Sunday morning, what does being a Christian look like? And we realize it looks like normal stuff, like everyday things. It looks like having a good community with our neighbors. That's me playing with our neighbor's kids. The mom was not even around. She just left them at our house while we were playing. At birthday parties for the kids, there's Reagan dancing with all the kids. There's Grayson learning to ride his bike with all the other 1 to 3 year olds. There's the moms getting together to play with the kids at the park. A lot of our ministry is that. But let me show you the real missionaries. Right there, my kids. I was telling people in class, my kids are such a big impact on people's lives because they look different than what they are used to. I mean, if you see my little girl, she has like these big blue eyes. And people just stare at her and they're like, hi. You make faces to babies. Like when you see a baby looking at you, you just at least smile. You have to smile to a baby. Just letting you know, it's like a rule. So that's what people do with our kids. And we try to talk to the people that our kids look at. And that's my son with Roberto, one of the members of the church, at his running ministry. We came to support him in his ministry, so we brought our kid to run with him. He has energy, so he can run. Then that's my daughter being carried by one of my students. After I was done teaching, we went to their competitions with other schools. Like they had like track and volleyball and ping pong and art, all kinds of competitions for like a week on another town, like about an hour and a half. And we went to see them because my kids told me, I say my kids, but I refer to my students. They told me, hey teacher, are you going to come see us compete? Even if you're not around, and I'll say, yeah, I'll do my best. So we showed up to every day of the competition, and my kids were the favorite people there, not me. Then over there is Grayson playing video games with Reagan's friends from the gym. We have an open door policy in our house, so people can show up to our house to hang out, have a safe place for them. And that was them playing with my kid. There's people, this lady carrying my daughter on the left. That was her first English class. And class was okay, but hanging out after the class, talking and carrying a baby was way more fun for her. So we stayed talking with her for a couple hours after that, building the relationships. Then there's Grayson in the rain with other kids. People have this weird perception of us. Because we go out when it's raining and we go out barefoot, and people there don't do it. They think we're going to get sick. And they're like, aren't you guys the ones that go outside like barefoot there and, like, when it's raining? And we're like, oh yeah, you should come. So the kids at the beginning of that afternoon play thing, they had boots and they were all covered. And at the end, they were barefoot and dirty, and the parents were dirty too. It was just a lot of fun because it's contagious when Grayson starts running in water. Then that picture on the right makes me really sad, but so excited. I miss my friends. That's Grayson playing with a kid we met that day outside of a mall area. They were just wrestling on the floor. I thought about being embarrassed, but it was too much fun. We became friends with his family. So people there transition very, very regularly. And part of those transitions happen during English class. People go to English class for a couple months and then they stop. And then they start going and then they stop. So during those times that people stop, we still show up at Starbucks for the English class, even if no one comes. And this family goes there every Saturday to Starbucks. And they have a kid just the same age as Grayson. And he also likes cars and Spider-Man and Mickey Mouse. So they started sharing toys. And you know how it is with parents when kids meet? You just look at the other parents and you're like, could see you. And you just look again at your kid. Well, it happened so many times that we actually started saying, like, hey, how are you? Then the next time is like, what's your name? You know, I know our kids play, but what's your name? But now they are some of our best friends, and they are from Spain. There's Amaya being carried by our friend. He actually also taught Grayson how to clap when he was 2 or 3 months old, something like that. Then there's Grayson with his best friends over there. Yeah. Oh man, if the trash comes by our house and we're not outside saying hi to the trash truck and the people working in the trash truck, it's a bad day. He has to go outside and say hi to them. In fact, if I go outside without my kids, they ask me for them. They're like, oh, good to see you, but where are your kids? You know, the little kid that looks like this and fist pumps it. There's our neighbors teaching Grayson how to ride a bike. But this is why. It's because daily life is ministry, not working. I cannot see. Nope. I don't know how to do this. Well, we have a picture. I will just describe it to you. It's with a lot of friends. It's with a lot of friends doing a lot of things. I know it doesn't look like a regular Sunday morning, but that's because that's how Christianity is. It regularly doesn't look like this. I mean, I really doubt that this is how your Tuesday afternoon looks like, you sitting like here. But that's ministry. That's real Christianity. We are outside, not just here. There's a verse that has been impacting my mind lately, and I'll just share the first few words of it. It's in Matthew 28. Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations. Well, there's a word there that says go that is very interesting. Oh, there it is. We think that going just means, you know, go be a missionary. You go somewhere and do the work. Go somewhere and do mission work. But as I was studying this whole last month, that word is interesting. It says, it actually translates to as you go, as you are going. Not just go over there and make disciples. It says, as you are going, as you are walking, as you are doing daily stuff, as you're living your life, go and make disciples. The Bible looks like that the whole time, all of the New Testament. It's not just them at the synagogue teaching. It's not just that. It's on the streets. It's being interrupted while Jesus is walking to do something. It's people showing up to eat. It looks like people saying, hey, what is that? It's people walking and the guys interrupting them to teach them about Jesus. It looks like all kinds of things on like about regular life. That's why it's been so important to us that we do things like this. It's been like we've tried as missionaries, you kind of have this mindset of like, I have to keep myself busy doing this ministry and this ministry and this ministry. And I feel like ministers feel like that very often. If you're in some kind of like leadership role in a church, you sometimes it feels like you have the pressure to. Of your life to look like that. But honestly, that work is for everyone. And it looks like a Christian all the time. Everyone has that same role, that same command of As you go, make disciples. As you live your life, be a Christian, follow Christ, act like Christ, believe in Christ. So we realized that this last year has been an eye-opener to our ministry. It doesn't look just like that kind of work. It looks like cooking with your friends. It looks like going to baby showers. It looks like going to see your friend, have his, I forgot the name of that, interpretive dance competition. That's our friend over there on the left, Jorge. He lost his legs on a semi-accident. He was a driver. And he's very tough, but he wanted to keep himself healthy. So he joined this like interpretive dancing on wheelchairs thing. And he had a really crazy costume that I didn't think he would wear something like that. He did. And it was downtown. And ministry sometimes looks like that. Going to see your friends dance in a weird outfit. But he loved it. He loved seeing Grayson there. He even bought him that like airplane, that little airplane at downtown. I don't know what you like to do. I don't know if you have a lot of friends, a lot of family around you, but I'm pretty sure that you probably like at least community or relationships. Everyone likes that too. At least one safe, good relationship to have. That is a great place to start. To do ministry and make disciples as you are going. So that's my encouragement to you today. This is the last picture I have of our family. Well, not the last one, but the last one in Mexico, right before we came. That's the day we saw Milo and Ruth and my parents while they had the group. We were in that castle in Chapultepec, and we just liked the picture. But that's our ministry. We do have a full schedule. I shared it with you during class. We do things every single day. But that is not what has built our best relationships. Our best relationships and our most important ministries happen during the daily stuff. And I want to encourage you to do that. Look at the people around you in your relationships. Look at the kind of person you are in your daily life. And I pray that you get to see God in those relationships. So let me pray for all of you guys as you are going in your daily life for you to see Jesus, to see God, and to pay attention to those relationships because it's important for you to keep going. All of us are missionaries, okay? And I want you to feel like you do have a work to do, and it's every day, all the time. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for the opportunity to share with this congregation just what you have allowed us to do. To feel like we all have a purpose of sharing your word, sharing your promise and your forgiveness and the eternal life, God. It's so encouraging to know that there's no pressure on sharing who we are in you with others. That we can do ministry anytime, any place, and it will look different all the time. Thank you for sharing with my family that blessing of being able to do that work. But I pray specifically for this congregation, God, that you allow them to see their daily life as ministry. Allow them to notice all the relationships around them and see the importance of just doing your work as they are going, God. I pray for the blessing they have been to us. I thank you for that, God. And thank you for the family we have here that we know we can be here and be safe. and feel like that community is not just in Querétaro, but also here. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I do want to share one last thing. We brought you a little gift. This is a Lele doll. This is a traditional Mexican doll, but they are actually from Querétaro. They started there. We got this one from a lady that was making them on the street. Like, we stopped to ask her, "Hey, how many do you have?" And she said, "Well, I'm making a few more." So we just waited there until she finished making them. She was making these over there. So, and she was dressed just like this too. It was awesome. But we wanted to leave you guys this for the church. So just as a little thank you and for, well, thank you for your partnership. Honestly, it's been encouraging to know that someone is not just there supporting us, but praying for us, being there for us. It's just really encouraging. So I'll leave this one right here, and then later any of the elders or deacons or whoever wants to get it, you can have it. It's right here. And thank you so much.